Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Hey, cattle producers, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, January 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Sale time is at 8 a.m. Central Time, 23,000 head to sell, 8,800 yearling steers, 4,300 yearling heifers, and 9,300 weaned calves. For information about these lots of cattle that'll be selling, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
The cattle futures finished the day weak here after being higher this morning. Yesterday's high of 131.70 and the previous day's 131.75 in the March futures was about 40 cents higher than where we were at the high point today, which is 131.32. So we did not go through the highs and then sold off to close down 60 at 130.07, about $1.25 off the highs. We were down as much as nearly $1.50 at one point in March futures. So they were relatively quiet after the $1.25 sell-off and closed about 50 to 60 lower. Live cattle, 82 lower in Feb, 119.42. April's down 97. The box beef market midday was up $1.50 on choice, 193.27. Select up 236 at 189.19. The idea here is that the sell-off is due to packer margins being poor, with the box beef being about $10 lower than its high price of just over $200. And then plus the feeder cattle coming up. So both those things are kind of weighing on prices. Also on Friday, we've got the cattle on feed report, which will give us the latest on feed numbers. And then Monday will be the cattle inventory. It's the first one we've had in 1 year. The July 22nd one of 2016 was canceled due to budget cuts. So it'll be interesting to see what those numbers show us.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures today were higher for beans. We closed up a penny at 10.58 and three quarters on March beans. They were lower for the most part throughout today's trading day. Last night they were quite a bit higher. They're up 10 at one point. There was a total of 275,000 metric tons of beans sold, some in this year, some in next year's crop, but the total was pretty large. Also 125,000 metric tons of corn. Corn finished today down 5 to 6 cents. And also still getting the confusing weather trends out of South America. Once all that kind of blows over, I have a feeling there will still be pretty decent sized crops out of the southern hemisphere. But that's kind of weighing on what we're trading here. Also something interesting, cotton today was down. March was down 105. Yesterday it was up sharply. The February 1st through February 28th are the day that crop insurance sets the price for cotton. So that's coming up, and that could have an impact going forward on what we see with the March cotton futures, or I guess the December cotton futures and March of 18 cotton futures. But that's going on. And then wheat today, 3 to 6 cents lower. Wasn't just a whole lot of action there for the wheat. It just kind of grinded lower throughout the day. U.S. dollar was up 16 at 100.30. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.